Blue Ridge is a popular getaway town in the North Georgia mountains. It has about 1,200 full-time residents, but thousands of visitors pass through the city every year. Blue Ridge is also home to one of Georgia's largest populations of gay couples, and that's led to a rise in the number of LGBT-owned businesses. Senior producer Emily Cureton sends this postcard from Main Street.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Marv Barton, and I work at the Blue Ridge Olive Oil Company in Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Y'all find everything all right?
We are.
I didn't want to tilt.
When I first moved up here 29 years ago, all my friends in Atlanta said, you know, that's almost like a death sentence, moving to the mountains, you know, a backward community, you know, you're putting your life in danger. We never encountered, me and my partner have been together 47 years. Both of us own businesses in this area, and we never encountered any difficulty at all. Some friends did, but up here, it's much easier because a large number of gay men, lesbian women are moving up here, buying properties and opening businesses.
Appreciate it. See you.
I'm not loving this. Did you taste this? My name is Sarah Ahman, and I am a wine and cheese and beer purveyor in Blue Ridge. My shop is called Out of the Blue.
This is in your glass.
Oh, well, I already know I'm not loving that. I'm tasting wines right now to see what'll be in the shop next week.
Small producer.
Yum. I tell people, they ask if I'm local, and I laugh and say, no, I'm not, but I got here as quick as I could. We are in the foothills of the oldest mountains in the world. I think there's some cool mojo going on about that. And I think that draws a lot of interesting and open-minded people. And it has proven to be true in my instance, for certain. I have been gay longer than my parents have been married. I mean, you know, it was born that way. And it's never been a problem. The hardest part was, of course, telling your parents when you're 20 years old. But after that, it's who you are. Not everybody can be lucky enough to be gay. There are hard parts about it, but there are hard parts about being a human.
Well, good, you can have that one, and I'll have this one. I'm not doing that one, I already know.
I appreciate your patience.
Of course.
I am Jack Morton. I am living in Blue Ridge, Georgia, that I love very much. And we are sitting here in my studio where I do hair makeup for a lot of clients, such as I did in Atlanta. And this is probably one of the warmest communities you'll ever visit. And this old bus station has been completely resurrected into a new business, as many of the old buildings downtown have been and are being done as we speak. I would say at least 6 or 7 businesses downtown are LGBT owned and operated. If you go down Main Street, you could come back in 2 months and it would look different to you because there's that much of an influx.
How bad is it today?
It's not bad.
Okay, good.
Nope, your ends aren't that bad at all.
Good. I'm Sharon Davenport. My husband and I just moved here from Atlanta about a year ago, and we've just fallen in love with the town.
You know, what's really interesting is how we met. I was at the grocery store grocery shopping, and she and her husband were there. And I was thinking to myself, wow, what a really handsome couple. And he has very long hair, which is beautiful. And since I do hair, of course, I was attracted to both of them, you know, with their hair. And we just started having conversation. And that's how we met.
I mean, that kind of thing just never happened in Atlanta. You don't start talking to people in the grocery store.
Oh, no,
I love it. I love that.
Yeah, it was great.
The town of Blue Ridge is about 10 miles from the Tennessee border in the North Georgia mountains. While we can't guarantee those are the oldest mountains in the world, they're definitely up there. That piece was produced by Emily Cureton.